This is GQDN for Monday, January 20th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thecryptquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase because it's really delicious stuff. Great stuff. By patreon.com/thecryptquest. Game tonight. We gave her picks. It's all up on Patreon. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo news. Power World celebrating an anniversary. And here comes TeamSpeak? Well, we begin today with a game that has been banned in the U.S. And it comes as a major shock because it's Marvel Snap. It's Marvel Snap. I almost said Marvel Rivals. It's not that. It's Marvel Snap. Why? Because of the Bike Dance TikTok policy that the United States government has signed into law. Now, how are the two connected? Well, that is yet unclear because there's no evidence that was provided by Rock Paper Shotgun that would suggest that anything that is associated with Marvel Snap be associated to the Chinese government. What we do know is that Marvel Snap, the developers, are hard at work and they've been working day and night to resolve the case, because coming right from their Discord, Matthias said, quote, "Hey everyone, we're actively working on getting our service back up in the US and expect everything to be fully restored within the next 12 hours. Thanks for your patience and understanding as we work through this. We appreciate your support as always. Stay tuned, we'll be back with updates shortly." Now you would see that if you're in our Discord, because we do have that in our games channel under the PC games, or games for PC, I should say. If you become a Patreon there, you'll be able to see that. Now that quote came at 10:23 a.m. EST. So if you are in the U.S. and you're waiting to play it, hang in there. Everybody else around the world, you're still able to play it. When we find more out or find anything out about how it was banned, we'll let you know either on the daily show or on the weekly show. Now, let's get to some other news. And we're going to be talking about Call of Duty Black Ops 6 via IGN and pure Xbox, because some of the console players will be able to disable the crossplay because of the complaints that they're having about the PC players. Now, Activision's Team Ricochet is the division that does help to prevent any cheating that's going on within the game. And players are very angry because the console players are thinking that the PC players are cheating. So that means Activision is on the case, because Activision did outline its new plan in a new blog post today. Part of that is that they banned 136,000 accounts since the ranked play was launched. So on the blog post they said, quote, "In December, we announced we're implementing major upgrades to the currently online and active kernel level driver for Season 2, as well as upgrades to server-side systems in early 2025. But they also said, quote, "We'll be monitoring closely and we'll consider further changes to prioritize the integrity of the ecosystem, and we'll have more details to share as we get closer to the launch of the feature." And that's everything that they said in the current blog post. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Shaders sometimes win, but in the end, people are not going to like this, especially those of us that are PlayStation users. You see, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, some of the game prices for PlayStation 6 does have some people worried. Why? Because one of the veteran analysts, Elpelion CEO Matthew Ball, is expecting that there'll be a new price standard for AAA blockbusters, and they're talking about GTA 6, because they think the price could be $80 to $100. Now, Ball had a pretty big presentation at the State of Video Games on his site, and within his report, he did say that GTA 6 will be priced between $80 to $100 instead of the usual $70. And PlayStation Lifestyle was saying that games like Call of Duty may be able to charge $100, and the AA games could be $70, and the indies could go to $50 so on and so forth. So here's what Ball did say, quote, "Package game prices have never been lower in real terms than they are today, even through the budgets, or at all-time highs, and players' growth has stalled," end quote. Could the prices go up? We'll see. But these are free. GamesRadar.com did say that TeamSpeak is making a comeback, and it really wants to look like Discord. In fact, TeamSpeak did get up on Twitter and say, 48 hours remaining, 1440p, source streaming, multi-streaming, 60 FPS, audio. And one more thing, they showed a picture of what TeamSpeak would look like. And it does look a lot like Discord. Have all the people and the servers on the left-hand side. Looks like the things that are going on in the middle. And some of the streams going on the right-hand side. Well, who knows, you might see some people playing POW World. Games Hub and Games Radar says that POW World is celebrating its first year for players, and they have a roadmap for the game, along with some improvements, and maybe a soundtrack. Okay, what's going on here? So, while they're in their first year, and completed their first year, well done to them, they said that there's going to be some crossplay for players on different platforms, doing some co-op things, world transfers for pals, a new world tree ending scenario, new ways to strengthen and improve pals, new content, such as new pals and technologies, new game collaborations, and some previously announced one with Terria. But not just that, they released a soundtrack, and it's up on YouTube. So if you want to hear that, go there. So POW World got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Future roadmap. We've been updating the game since the start of Early Access, and we'll be continuing to update POW World as we prepare for the official release." The game's not released yet, and they're causing a hubbub, a good hubbub. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Music and all that. Will it be up on Nintendo Switch? Well, we're not going to get into that there just yet. But we do have some Switch news because, well, some of the salaries have been cut. In 2024, that is. That comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and they said that the average annual salary did drop by 2.3%, but it is still the second highest paying company in Western Japan. So basically, the average salary for take-home pay was about 9.627 million yen, and that's about 61,500 bucks. Now, taking a look at the financials a little bit, Eurogamer did also state that the 2024 fiscal year, in March 2024, sales were up by 4.4%, and the operating profit did bounce back by about 4.9%. And the average salary is about the increase for Nintendo employees by the end of the financial year. So, we'll see what Switch 2 has an effect on that. Most likely positive, because Nintendo Life did say that some analysts did say that Switch 2's price won't really matter. Well, for the early sales, that is. Right now, we don't know what the price is. But NintendoLife.com was talking to Matt Pistilia, or better yet, he was talking to GamesRadar, my bad, and he said that, well, so long as the cost isn't too egregious, well, it'll sell. Direct quote, "I don't believe launch pricing will really matter. Early adopters of new Nintendo hardware aren't very price sensitive. As long as the launch price isn't some egregious amount, it'll sell. And of course, prices can be lowered over time. But we'll see," end quote. Right now, like I said, there's no price point to it. But you better dang well believe that there's going to be a Nintendo Direct in April. And we'll let you know what happened there. Maybe we'll see this there. Nintendo Everything says that Diablo 4 might be getting a Switch 2 port. So Switch could get Diablo 4, huh? Well, once again, this is Rumorville. But this is just speculation. The game could be coming to Nintendo Switch as a part of the launch platform. Could be. Or it could be later on down the road. Stay tuned. You know we'll have our eyes on this. You know we will. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. And keep an eye on Marvel Snap. It will be back, I promise.